This is the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments.
So Sylvain is a multi-instrumentalist playing a mix of shoegaze, black metal, post-rock, and maybe a bit of other stuff, whose second album, Wistful, will be released on May 13th. Sylvain, how are we? Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having this interview. I'm doing just fine. At the moment, everything's more or less kind of done for the second album, so I'm enjoying some kind of downtime to get back to writing again. So I'm starting the work for the third album and getting ready to kind of start thinking about the live version of the band. So yeah, life is good. I can't complain.
Oh, that's awesome. So let's strip it back to basics. Tell us a bit about you, your background, and what made you want to form this project? Because it is basically your solo effort.
Yeah, that's right. It's basically, well, the studio side of the project is basically just me, and I have some musicians come in and help me with the parts that I feel I don't do justice to myself. But ever since I was a child, I've been surrounded by music because a lot of my family, including my parents, are musicians and have been working in the music business. So it was something that was very natural to me from an early age. When I became a teenager, I started to realize that it could be like a way for me to express things that I kind of had troubles with expressing any other way. So I started to like write lyrics and experiment with my voice and the piano, because the piano was kind of the way I started to write songs back in the day. And things kind of developed. I started high school and I went to music high school. And after that, I went to a few other music schools. So through that, I kind of started to develop my own style. I had classes in singing, and piano, drum lessons. And basically, when I started the university, because I have a bachelor's degree in music science, I really started to feel like I needed to make a project that was more personal to me. Because I've been in quite a few bands and like constellations before, but nothing that I could like really get as into as this, because I didn't kind of feel the rights to take over and meddle. So yeah, I decided like in, was it 2013, I think, that I wanted to start this project that is now called Sylvain.
Nice, nice. So in terms of the actual music of the project, tell us a little bit about sort of how you would describe it and some of the influences that have gone into really forming the music that you're playing.
Yeah, it's always kind of a tough question to answer, like what exactly is the style I'm doing? But what I usually say is that I always was fascinated by kind of this duality between a harsh side, like a heavy side, like you can find in metal, and a more like atmospheric, beautiful, melodic side to music. And I always wanted to kind of include both of these in something and kind of marry them together. So that became the basis for how I wanted the project to sound. Of course, the first album was written over a longer period, so it was a bit, maybe less the sound I wanted to have. And for the second album, Wistful, I'm closer to what I really want to do with this project. And as far as the inspirations and stuff goes, I mean, it's a very personal project to me, obviously, since it's my solo thing. So it's just like almost like a auditive diary in a way. So I use it to express things and deal with like conflicts and stuff I have inside me. So it's kind of like therapy, basically, which is the case for many artists, I suppose.
In terms of the actual music of the album, thankfully you've premiered a few tracks over the last a couple of weeks, a few months. I haven't actually looked at when they were released. I think the last one was released a few days ago, wasn't
Yes, that's true.
it? Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say the last one was Delusions. It
Yes,
was the first track
that's
of the
it.
album.
And listening to it, I don't know if this sort of speaks to what you were saying about it more reflecting what you actually want the band, the project to sound like, but I feel like it's slightly heavier. It's got a slightly denser sound. Would you say that's about right?
Yeah, I think it's true. I think it also kind of reflects the message more on this album. It's kind of darker this time. So I think the sound itself also became a bit harsher, a bit darker, a bit more heavy, which is something I'm actually quite happy about. I think it suits the project well.
Now, one thing I love about the music that you play is that I feel like, going back to what you were saying about the duality, I feel like there's a great deal of, kind of restraint. And I don't mean that kind of you're not sort of being too going forward in a direction too much. I feel like, do you think that it's kind of there's a lot of restraint shown? Like there's a bunch of things going in there, like the heavier side and the softer side, and you kind of it's I feel like it's a really relaxed combination of them.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a natural combination. It doesn't sound like strange or like forced or anything. And it's very, it's as far as relaxed, I mean, I'm a very I've always been a kind of fan of like the doom scene and stuff like that. So I like to do this kind of more laid back style in my music. So yeah, I think it's this kind of marriage of these two elements works fairly well and natural in the project.
Definitely. Now, in terms of like thinking about these kind of style more broadly, why do you think like the black metal, the shoegaze, the kind of some of the doom, why do you think that lends it so well to certain forms of melancholy, like people expressing melancholy in their music?
Well, I'm not sure, but I can imagine that like nowadays with how the world and society kind of works, that there's a lot of darkness, a lot of really harsh realities, and it's kind of maybe bringing out a more melancholy side in the art as well, because it kind of reflects the society a bit. I don't know if that's the case for everyone, but I know for me it's actually a part of the kind of like reflection of the outside world versus how I feel in my inside world, kind of thing, reflects in maybe a more melancholy tone. So maybe this is why this kind of music speaks more to people now. I'm not sure, but could be a reason.
Now, you cite Alcest as an influence, and you've in fact toured with them and had, the mastermind behind it, Mej, he was a session musician on the new album. What was it like working with someone who's impacted you?
I must say it was really, really cool to well, first to tour with them in South America. That's something I couldn't even have dreamt of happening in like a million years. And then having him want to participate to this new album, it was truly an honor. And because it's one of my favorite bands, it's of course it makes even more of an impact on me. And on top of that, he's like an excellent musician, so it really brought something great to the songs he participated to. So yeah, all in all, it was like a very cool experience for me. I can't really complain about that.
In terms of the live show, how is it playing the songs that you've written and for a large part played on the studio version of the songs? How is it getting musicians in to play them live? So you've got one part, or two parts, and the other parts are fulfilled by other musicians when, the studio versions, they're conceived and mostly are played by you.
Yeah, that's a good point actually. It's quite strange. I mean, I'm sure it's very strange for them too, because I mean, technically all their parts are already written out more or less. So of course I can add their own touch and everything, but as kind of like a Hitler in this band. I kind of had the final say in what goes and not. But yeah, it's been for me, I must say, it was like the first times we started rehearsing with the band. It was extremely cool to hear this music like come to life with other people. It's like I really can't wait to get out there and play it, because I just, yeah, it's sounding really good, and I think all the guys are quite excited too. So yeah, it's been a good experience.
I love a lot of the artwork, especially the bands I interview. A lot of the cover artwork I love. I think it's really interesting, but half the time I can never really figure out what it is. So for the album artwork of Wistful, who did the cover, and what is it? What is it? What is it an image of?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. I wanted for the cover, I wanted something that was a bit enigmatic. Like I wanted it to be like a character, but not evident what it was. So basically, in the end, that's exactly what I ended up with. The image, it's a photograph provided by the really, really excellent artist called Sulfur. His name is Maxime, and he lives in France. Young, up-and-coming guy that I got in touch with over Facebook, actually. And he shot an image of his girlfriend in the woods, and of course did digital editing afterwards. And that's basically how the cover was made. So it's actually a woman sitting on the forest bed, and that's what you see on the cover.
Oh, cool. One of the things that terrifies me about life is the fact that you've got, people like yourself, excellent, talented people who have already achieved a lot in a very short space of time and still got, God willing, a long, long time to go. Do you ever consider that, the fact that you've already, in relative youth, and you've already achieved quite a lot?
Well, actually, when you state it like that, that's quite funny. Because for me, I mean, I only consider this the beginning, and I'm not even like close to where I want to be yet. But yeah, that's true. Actually, I've been speaking with like some friends and around me, and it's true that we really have to remember that. Like, I have to appreciate where I am, which I really do. But yeah, it's kind of, I guess it's kind of abstract and a bit difficult to think about when you're in it yourself. But yeah, I'm super happy so far with how things are going, and I really will work my ass off and cross my fingers to make things go further.
Our final question, is there any particular origin of the name of the project?
Oh yeah, there is actually. So I kind of wanted to have a name that was kind of related to nature, as it's a really big inspirational source to me, especially coming from Norway and stuff. I mean, I grew up walking in the woods close to my house, and yeah, it's been an important part of my life. So I kind of got connected to the word Sylvan, which is like, or Sylvan, yeah, I don't know, that's the way you pronounce it. It's like a forest spirit, and but I realized that there was another band called that, and I figured, well, maybe it's not super original. So then I thought I would mix in the literary influence that I have, because I absolutely adore like kind of old-fashioned poetry and stuff like that. And so I took and kind of put together the word Sylvan and the poet Paul Verlaine, the French poet, symbolist poet, and yeah, it became Sylvain. So it's like kind of a mashup of two words. And actually, I found out later that it's a butterfly too, which was, I don't know if it's a bonus or not, but it is what it is. So
Fair enough. Sylvain will be releasing her second album, Wistful, on May 13th. Sylvain, thank you so much for joining me.
thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Mosh Pit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls Go.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Oldmead of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1449.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Beaverhead.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin.